the true story of Ivan Vorodkov, the craftsman. Right bank of the Narova River harbour, the first Russian port on the Baltic Sea. Ivan Vorod was not only an advanced borderline fortress. In the beginning of the 16th century, under the rule of Ivan III, it became an important Russian port through which sea trading with Western Europe took place. Commercial vehicles could enter a convenient harbour on the right bank of the Narva River downstream from the fortress. In order to attract foreign and Russian merchants, Ivan III ordered the installation of a weighing device in Ivan Vorod for weighing salt and wax. It was enough to make Scandinavian merchants from Denmark and Sweden frequent visitors to Ivan Vorod Fortress in the beginning of the 16th century. Commercial connections between Ivan Vorod and Reval, Lübeck and the Netherlands also became more regular. Russian merchants heading to Livonia first had to visit Ivan Vorod in order to get permission to trade with Narva. Among the goods that were traded, wax, flax, hemp, cod liver oil, furs and salo prevailed. As for imported goods, weapons and non-ferrous metals, gold and silver in the form of ingots and coins, and sulfur and alum prevailed. The Russian state, which had become a large commercial power by that time, needed wide access to the Baltic Sea. In the middle of the 16th century, Tsar Ivan IV began getting ready for war. Livonian ambassadors headed to Moscow to have negotiations in 1554, and they reported that they saw thousands of sledges with food supplies, gunpowder and weapons moving towards the border. The bridges across the country in Pskov to Moscow were renovated. Getting ready to fight for Livonia, Ivan the Terrible attached special importance not only to Ivan Vorod. At the mouth of the Narva River, where the Rossen River falls into it, Novoskoye village was situated, which was actually Russia's sea gate in the first half of the 16th century. In 1536, the wooden fortification was erected nearby, a small fortress. In 1557, before the Livonian War, the Tsar sent the Duke Dmitry Shaskunov, the commander of Petor Govolin, and Ivan Vorodkov in the mouth of the Narva River to erect one more fortress for ship retreat. Within 3 months, on a cape washed by the Narva shore and the Rossen River, a new military and defensive fortification was erected. It should be noted here that the construction work was headed by a diak, chief clerk, a talented military engineer Ivan Vorodkov. In military history, he is well known for widely using a method of assembly from ready-made structures. When Ivan the Terrible conquered Kazan, the supporting fortress Ivan Vorod Shiravsky was assembled in 28 days according to Vorodkov's project, 20 kilometers from Kazan. When launching an assault on Kazan, Vorodkov's workers assembled a portable 3-meter tower from the logs that had been prepared beforehand in only one day, and 50 guns were accommodated in that tower. It was taken to the city walls on roller logs, and the soldiers fired from the tower, doing a lot of damage to the defenders of Kazan. In 1563, in the period of Oporchia, the Tsar believed a false denunciation of the engineer, and Ivan Vorodkov was executed. In the second half of the 16th century, the third Krepostia was erected in the mouth of the Narva River on the right bank. In each fortress there was a permanent garrison which kept an eye on the entrance to the river. In the end of the 16th century, wooden fortifications were burned down by the Swedes.